Proclamation number 7650 of 18th of July, 1960. From the fire of love shines the light of wisdom. Love alone is the key to wisdom. And it will be difficult to separate error from truth for the one who does not have love, for he himself is outside of truth and cannot recognize it. But again, it will be possible to attain the truth if the serious will to do so is present and if the human being knows about the effect of love. Love is the light itself, and a heart willing to love is illuminated by the inner light. For love awakens the spirit to life which, because part of the Father Spirit from eternity, also carries all wisdom within itself and can now impart it to the human being from within. The fire of love radiates the light of wisdom. If only you humans were able to grasp this profound truth, that there is no truthful knowledge, i.e., wisdom, can exist if love does not glow in the human heart. For only where love is can the human being penetrate the deepest depths of divine wisdom, and then he will also far surpass his fellow human being's knowledge, because if he is love within himself he will God himself within himself and can now be introduced to all truth by him. The human being should always remain aware of the fact that he harbors all wisdom within himself. That he stood in brightest light in his original state and thus in fullest realization, and that this light was only buried due to his fall into sin but can surface again at any time when he is free from his guilt of sin, when he is redeemed through Jesus Christ and has now awakened the spirit within himself through the life of love. And then he will also be able to distinguish error from truth. He will be able to pass wise judgment as soon as disputes arise which concern spiritual knowledge. And this one shall be heard when it is necessary to check whether a spiritual knowledge corresponds to truth. But many people will claim if they own a core to have awakened their spirit, many people will count themselves as awakened in spirit, and divergent thought material will be represented as truth which, however, can never be truth from God if it deviates from each other. And people themselves cannot measure their fellow human beings' degree of love either, and then there is only one way out. To go to God himself and to ask him for clarification, who himself is the eternal truth. For you should know that God's adversary can also disguise himself under the cloak of love. But then it is not possible to speak of unselfish neighborly love. Instead, love is practiced for the sake of an advantage which the fellow human being usually does not notice. But there is this danger, and then it is not possible to speak of transmitting truth, of wisdom, of the light which radiates from the fire of love. And therefore you humans should examine and not let yourselves be misled by teachings which seem difficult to accept. Then you will be inwardly warned, for anyone who desires the truth need not fear falling prey to error. He will have a right feeling for defense if spiritual good is occasionally offered to him, and he will also recognize when the adversary has intervened and where he can intervene. And he should only join God all the more intimately and ask him for protection from error and for right recognition. And his thinking will be right, he will not err in his judgment. Amen.